Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Here on Money FM 89.3, I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Our Muslim community started their month of fasting just recently. And although this is something that they do every year, it is sometimes easy to forget about taking care of health and proper diet during this month, particularly given the fact that more will be returning to the workplace soon. On Health Suites today, we turn our attention to health tips during the fasting month of Ramadan, next with Money FM 89.3.
Health Suites with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome into Health Suites on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero to share some tips and considerations to stay healthy during the fasting month of Ramadan. I am joined on the phone today by Dr. Abdul Muhaimin bin Abdul Rahman, Anchor Doctor, Healthway Medical Group. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much, Clarissa.
All right, now let's jump right into it. Why don't you tell us what are some of the best foods to keep hunger at bay and to stay energized during the non-fasting hours of Ramadan?
All right, so during non-fasting hours, you want to take foods that have a low glycemic index. These are the foods that take longer to digest. They release energy slower instead of a large burst of energy at the same time. So these kinds of foods, low glycemic index, include complex carbohydrates or high protein diets. So some examples of these foods will include wholemeal breads, brown rice, high fiber diets, even nuts. That would be helpful as well.
All right. Now, one of the things that traditionally has always been used is a lot of dates. Would that be a good choice?
Dates are fine. Yeah, so dates are a good source of energy. They contain a lot of sugar and energy. And then it's a little tradition to take dates during the iftar in the morning, which is the morning meal, as well as for breaking the fast. So those are good. There's a certain number you can eat because it follows a tradition. Yeah, so you can eat an odd number of dates. But I would advise against taking too many dates because, as you said, high sugar content. Don't want to take too much of those.
Okay, got it. Now, one of the concerns, I suppose, for a lot of people is to avoid dehydration during the day while they are fasting, because it seems to, well, not today perhaps, but it seems to be that Singapore is getting warmer and more humid, and that's got to play a part for them.
Yes, it has been getting more humid. So my advice for this, of course, first and foremost, drink more water. So this will be in the morning when you're drinking. And also when you break your fast, drink more water. You want to eat more foods that contain water as well. So fruits like, you know, watermelon, vegetables like celery or leafy vegetables, they always contain water. So it helps you to get water while you're eating as well. You want to avoid very sweet or salty foods because these make you feel more thirsty. So in hot weather, you can't really cope that well. You feel like you want to drink more water. That's for food. Then in terms of practices, I would say in terms of clothes, you want to wear clothes that are more airy so that they can evaporate better, because when it's humid, you can't evaporate your sweat that well. So you want to wear airy clothing, and you want to wear light-colored clothes that reflects the heat so you feel cooler. And if you wear dark, black-colored clothes, it really feels very hot.
Right, of course. Mm. Yes, that makes perfect sense. Now, Muslims break their daily fast without... How do they do this? How do they do this without straining their digestive health?
Okay, so usually I would say most people eat about 3 meals a day. Mm. So you want your regular of the meals, unless, of course, in terms of work and other than you kind of skip meals. When you're eating in the morning and you're breaking your fast, I would advise to eat about the same portion that you would on a normal day. So, like, for example, for your breakfast, the same portion. And then for your breaking fast, about the same portion, because you must remember that your stomach hasn't changed in size. It's the same stomach that you had right before you started fasting.
Right.
So so if you eat too much and then your stomach overexpands later on, you feel like vomiting. And the other thing is, as we mentioned earlier about the dates, right? So it's actually tradition to break the fast with dates. So eating those dates first is very small portions of energy. Those your stomach won't get into shock when you suddenly engorge a lot of food. So you just take a few dates first, then your stomach gets used to it, then you can start eating more and more food if you like.
Right, okay. Now, I suppose a lot of people who are not Muslim will be thinking, hey, you know, they've been doing this all their lives. Shouldn't they know what to do already? But there are some changing circumstances that are involved here. One of them being the fact that for the last 2 years, so therefore the last two Ramadans, most were at home. Now a lot of people are coming back to the office. How do you think that's going to change the experience for some of those who are going through the fasting month, having to do it from work now after 2 years?
So for those people who are working from home for the past 2 years, I would assume that lifestyle has become more sedentary.
Mm.
So they would be using a lot of Zoom, a lot of home computers, not much moving around because they would be confined to their home unless you're going out to buy food or groceries. So moving to work, I would say the journey to work and back may be a toll because sometimes you will travel long distances. There's a lot of people dread that. And then I think at work also there's a lot of pressure because during lunch, you know, everyone goes out for lunch. And then if you're the only Muslim working, you may end up thinking, like, hey, maybe I should go for lunch too. Like, you know, not really eat, but just go out socially.
Right.
That may have some pressure for you. Yeah, you need to keep occupied during that time. So I think both physically and mentally, there is the difference. Also, in terms of environment, you may be more comfortable at home. And then when you're going out, maybe your workplace environment is more hot, it's more crowded, so it may be less ideal environment to fast. So you have to work around those issues.
Right, okay. Now, you have first-hand experience of this, I'm sure. How do you avoid losing or gaining weight, or more importantly, muscle mass during the fasting month of Ramadan?
Yes, that's great. I'm glad you brought that up because some people see Ramadan as a great way to lose weight, but then you must realize that losing fats is good, but not losing muscle mass, because losing muscle mass makes you weaker. Your muscles, you feel more lethargic because you don't have enough muscles. So the important thing is that you must have a balanced meal. We don't know Health Hub and all the MOH guidelines, you know, they recommend this healthy plate model. So you have to make sure that your plate has a good proportion of carbohydrates, proteins, veggies, and fruits, all in quarters, but not too much of each. Because if you don't have enough protein or not enough veggies, then you won't be able to build that muscle back. Then you end up losing them as you're fasting. And then the other thing about worrying about losing or gaining weight. So losing weight is a bit easier, but if you can tend to gain weight if you're eating too much during the morning and the evening meals. So especially the evening meal, when you tend to be satiated after eating only like a proper meal, but some people order more food and then end up overeating and then you start gaining weight instead of losing it.
Okay. And of course, this one is something that might apply more to younger Muslims. Should they be exercising during the fasting month, or the fasting hours at least? Or should it be something that they avoid for the next few weeks?
Okay, that's a very good question. Yes, exercise is good. Everyone recommends exercise. And when it's fasting month, I would advise to do it in moderation. See what's comfortable for you. So let's say if you're doing a daily run, half an hour a day, that's pretty good. So we want to start off with like a slower pace or maybe a shorter duration and see whether you can match that. If you're feeling tired, please take a break. Don't overexert yourself. Better to do it after the fasting period. So let's say after you've eaten your evening meal, then you have a rest about 1-2 hours. Let everything digest first. Then you go for a run. Night exercise, cooler. But if you don't have time at night, then daytime, just make sure that you are not exerting yourself too much.
All right. So you're recommending that they do it after they break the fast. And you're right, it's cooler and probably more comfortable to do it in the evening anyway.
Yeah, that's right.
How do you stay strong and keep your immunity up? Particularly, you know, not just COVID, but particularly all the viruses that will come into play while you're fasting.
That's right. Eating healthily comes into play at any time. So as earlier mentioned about the healthy plate model, so that's very good, ensuring that you have enough veggies and meat in your diet, or protein rather, if you're not taking meat. But if you want to protect your immunity particularly, one thing you can do is exercise more. That does boost immunity and then ensure that you have enough, an adequate amount of vitamins. So vitamins C and E are very good for immunity. They have been shown in multiple studies to be helpful for immunity. So vitamin C, you can get them from like citrus fruits like oranges or veggies. And then vitamin E is quite commonly found in nuts, and also some veggies as well.
Okay, now I'm sure that unfortunately, you know, timing never being perfect, some who are fasting or have been fasting over the last few days would have just recovered from COVID or maybe not even recovered from COVID yet.
Mm-hmm.
How do they deal with the fact that they're still ill while they're fasting? Should they even be fasting, really?
That's a good question. Okay. So for those who are having COVID, really depends on the symptoms. Some people are really, really suffering from COVID. They have severe high fevers, very tired, can't drink water and all that. Definitely don't fast. I recommend you should rest. Because for people who are fasting, they are actually, people who are sick, sorry, they are actually exempted from fasting, so they don't have to fast during that period. But for those of you who have COVID before and recovered but still having some symptoms, generally they're quite fine, except that they have some prolonged symptoms. And this is what we call long COVID, WHO definition. Yeah. Firstly, for these symptoms, generally they have the common symptoms like coughing, running nose, sore throat. But a lot of these patients have a lethargy, very common symptom. So imagine if you're fasting, you'll be already be a bit tired. And then after that, you have lethargy from long COVID, that's even worse. So you get really tired.
Right.
Yeah, so make sure you take adequate breaks during your fasting and during your work as well. But importantly, let's say if you need to take any medication, you should take them during the morning meal, sort of like preemptively before you start the day, because you know that you're going to cough in the day. So you take the morning medicines first. The other thing I would advise is if you're taking any like cough syrup or running nose medicine and all that, switch to non-drowsy formulation so that you don't feel too tired, because the drowsiness of the medications really makes a difference. Yeah.
Okay, so if you haven't already, then go back to your doctor and say, I need the non-drowsy versions of these meds.
That's right. Or if you know where to get them, you can even get them from the local pharmacies.
All right. We have one more question for you before we let you go. Mm-hmm. As with anything that is stressful and different in your regular schedule, how do they maintain their mental, emotional well-being during their Ramadan fasting?
Okay, it's a great question. So fasting requires a lot of discipline and determination. Mm-hmm. So when you're doing fasting, you have to, there's certain rules you have to follow. You have to abstain from doing certain things, like, you know, eating and drinking. But it's also the time to, it's recommended to do more good deeds and be proactive in cutting out all the bad habits that you're doing. So this is the time to really improve on your mental state. It helps to have family or friends around you for your support. See, if you have people around you who are also fasting, then this is a good encouragement for you. And then for those of you who are working and then they have lunch breaks, you don't have to eat lunch at this time, right? So you have more time to focus on your mental wellness. So you can go and, you know, read the Quran, go and read some relaxing books, or you can do some things that you really wanted to do, some relaxing hobby they want to do, but you didn't have time for. And it's a great time to use maybe that 1 hour of lunch break. And at the end of the month, you feel like, hey, you actually did more and you feel more productive. Hopefully that helps you with your mental.
Okay. Actually, that leads me to another question. So that, I lied, that wasn't the last question at all. Mm-hmm. The last question really should be, for those of us who are non-Muslim but have Muslim colleagues we'd like to support, how do we do that?
So a lot of times when Muslims are fasting in the workplace, there are questions such as, oh, should I be eating in front of you? Or they kind of say, sorry for disturbing you when you're fasting. I think it's good to ask. Generally, it's okay. But the one thing is just remember that, I think the one takeaway I think for everyone is just to remember who is fasting, and then just be mindful of what you say around them. Because sometimes you accidentally say something and then it might make the person feel hungry. Yeah, right. So just be mindful of it. But I think if you ask and you say, hey, sorry, there's really no place to eat, can I eat here? And then they say, sure, no problem. I think everyone's happy.
Right. Okay. And on that note, we've been speaking with Dr. Abdul Mohaimin bin Abdul Rahman, anchor doctor, Healthway Medical Group, on keeping healthy while fasting for Ramadan. Doctor, thank you for the time and the information.
Thank you so much, Clarissa.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. You're with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.